This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. When the High Court of Australia handed down a landmark judgment in 2023, finding indefinite immigration detention unlawful, Sarah received a phone call that she still remembers vividly.
So I answer it and he basically says, "Bubba, like, I need you to come pick me up."
Sarah is not her real name, but this is her real voice.
And you can imagine, I'm very, very confused. I have no idea what's going on.
On the other end of the line was her father, who was finally able to leave immigration detention in Australia.
I drove down there and it was the first time that I actually saw him outside of whatever detention or incarceration since I was, very, very little. And it was very surreal.
Her dad came to Australia in the 90s, seeking protection after absconding military service in his homeland, and was granted a permanent protection visa in 2001. Over a 13-year period, while struggling with a drug addiction, he was convicted of a string of non-violent property and drug offences. He also served 10 months in prison for aggravated burglary and 9 months for burglary and assault with a weapon. Eventually, his visa was cancelled on character grounds.
He just wants to be a dad. He just wants to see me grow up, have a family one day, finish uni, be with my mom and live out their lives. He doesn't want to be dealing with all of this at 60.
Sarah's reunion with her father was short-lived. He was re-detained last year after the government signed a deal with Nauru to take members of the so-called NZYQ cohort. It's a group of more than 350 people, which includes individuals who've had their visas cancelled but cannot be deported to their country of origin. The government has already sent 12 non-citizens to Nauru on 30-year visas, and Sarah fears her father could be next.
It's effectively condemning us and punishing us for something that he's already served his time for.
Today, the impact of the government's Nauru resettlement deal on one family. It's Thursday, the 4th of June.